losers and retards and other people that listen to my podcast. I'm just kidding. This is the Princess Amber Lee, and this is my second interview with one of my favorite night flirt girlies. Her name is Starlight. She's a cam girl. Say hello, Starlight.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Star. So today's topic is sissification, which Starlight knows a whole bunch about.
I just love to talk to all my little business boys. So much fun.
So, Starlight, what's one of your most favorite things about sissy boys and sissifying a man and emasculating them?
I love to have them dress up in tight little panties. And I love for them to wear nice, pretty makeup for me. And I always make them go to the store and buy whatever I want them to wear.
Perfect. I've noticed that a lot of guys call, they have the fantasy, and they don't actually go out and do the stuff I ask. How do you get them to go out and do the stuff that you'd like them to do? Do you have any special tips, tricks?
I always send them an email reminding them about what they're told to do or what I want them to do. That way I know that they'll go ahead and do it. If not, they have deeper questions. They have to do whatever Mrs. Stark tells them to do.
Uh-oh, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah. We have to be careful for boys for Miss Star.
How long?
I make them clean a whole bunch, too.
How long have you been into this sissifying men and sissification process? I know me, I've been into it for about maybe 2 years now. And I started by having a guy that would just like to clean my room. I caught him sniffing my panties one time. So I just had him run around, clean my room, and do other stuff for me.
I just started about 6 months ago. So I kind of new at it. I mean, not that new, but I have been getting a lot of calls, a lot of experiences.
Well, what's one of your most memorable calls? And that comes down to feminization.
Well, two of my favorite calls were a guy that wanted to dress up as a maid, and he wanted to clean my house from top to bottom. But my idea was for him to use a toothbrush only to clean it. And he loved it. He absolutely wanted to clean my floors and my toilet and everything with that little toothbrush. And I had fun parading him around and making him do it. And then my second favorite call was I had a guy who wanted to be my secretary and please all the men in the office whenever I wanted him or whenever I wanted him to do it.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty damn interesting, I must say. Parading a guy around the office and making him service other men, that's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah, it was really fun, and it was a lot of fun to make him go around and actually serve his feet, be my personal assistant. And whenever I told him to do anything, I made him go into the office of the new worker, and he enjoyed every bit of it.
That's good. Wow. I'd love to hear about a very ferociously adamant femboy going after a hard cop. So one of my more famous blog posts were about feminization and the different aspects and the different types. Have you in your feminization career noticed that there are different types of kinks and sub-fetishes within the fetish of feminization?
I've noticed that there's different levels and different wants. A lot of them just want to dress up and wear makeup and panties, but some of them do want to suck a guy off. So some of them are a little bit shy to say it, so you have to kind of like get to know them and get to know what they want. But some of them are really bold, like, yeah, I want to suck a guy off. That's it.
Are you the kind of dom that, because I've spoken to many doms on this topic, and there are some that are very aggressive. They're just like, you're going to do it this way. This is what you're into. Do it this way. Are you more of the kind that would be like, all right, so what are your fetishes and what are your limits?
Well, I first try to talk to them about if they're not sure what they want, and they just say, I want to use whatever you want me to do. Then I start off with having them dress up for me, and then I take it from there and try to push it a little bit more. I'm not really a forceful dom, but I am dominant to know that, you know, you're going to do what I want you to do.
Within their limits. Within their limits.
Yeah, they do have some limits. I mean, I've never had a guy yet that called me and said they didn't want to do something. I do know there are some guys that say, hey, you know, I don't want to do that.
Well, it's good to know that you are very cognizant of the femboys' wants and needs and their limits. And I would tell you that this interview has been absolutely wonderful. And I love, as always, I love speaking with you, Starlight.
I love talking to you too.
Well, this is Starlight, guys, of NightFlirt.com. Would you like to plug your Night Flirt, your URL?
It's Starlight2131.
So that would be Night Flirt. That'd be NightFlirt.com, guys. Starlight2131.
Yeah, that's my username.
You can call her anytime. Once again, guys, that is nightflirt.com/Starlight2131. And it was a pleasure as always, Starlight. Thank you.
It was my pleasure too. Thank you.
You take care.
You too. Bye. Mwah.